bless you.
You know what? You have some like butter chicken on your face.
Where?
Yeah, right there.
Holy Spirit, Novena, day four. Hello, friends, and welcome back to this journey as we seek the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit and the release of the Spirit in our life in our fuller way. We want to thank you so much for all your comments on YouTube and on Facebook.
There is a real beautiful movement of the Holy Spirit that's happening among the participants of this Novena. Mm-hmm. And I just thank you for sharing, because otherwise we just hope and pray. And sometimes we don't get to see the fruits of our works, but it is always a gift to hear how God is moving, for sure.
Yeah, we kind of fly blind here. We don't know what's going on in your life, and we trust that people are watching, and we know that you are. So thank you, and thank you for your comments. Today we're talking about the gift of fortitude. Janelle, did you want to start us off today?
Yes, of course. Oh, not of course, but yes, I would like to say something. I just think about the line that is the most, that Jesus speaks of the most in Scripture, and it's to be not afraid. And I think that often, especially, I don't know, with it just seems like there's an increase in depression or anxiety, you know, people with a lot of anxiety and fear, especially during this time. And I feel like Jesus continues to say that, be not afraid. And the gift of fortitude is one that helps us to walk in that strength and that power. So mm-hmm.
The gift of fortitude is the St. Thomas says is the firmness of mind that allows us to do good, but also endure evil. So it helps us to do good, but also endure evil. And I know that I feel like this is a gift that's really lacking within the body of Christ. I think about our lives and how necessary the gift of fortitude is. I think of our marriage. Marriage is hard. It's not hard being married to Janelle. What's hard is sometimes me in my response to circumstances. Because what my observation is this. We are much more anxious for God to change our circumstances than for Him to change our hearts. But God is much more anxious to change our hearts than our circumstances. But if He changes our circumstances, it's because He wants to change our hearts. And the gift of fortitude allows us the ability to endure sometimes those trials in life that God has allowed so that He changes our hearts to draw us to Him. Now, I'm not saying that it's bad to ask God to change our circumstances, but I think we should always pray first, God, change my heart. Mm-hmm. That's the better prayer. That's the better prayer, I think, in most circumstances.
Mm-hmm. And I think often, like, when we are kind of burdened by anxiety and stuff, it's we forget who God is and how omnipotent He is and how He dwells within us. Mm-hmm. And so then we can be overtaken by fear, or when we watch, you know, news or whatever it is, or we see the world around us and we allow it to impact us.
Mm-hmm. And another indication of the lack of this gift in our life is the unwillingness to suffer for God, or the unwillingness to suffer for the good.
Right.
And that's called effeminacy. So when we have an attachment to pleasure that causes a reluctance to suffer for a good. I think of the effeminate man, the man in the home who's not willing to suffer for the good or sacrifice for the good of his family. That is a clear indication of the lack of fortitude. And I really believe that many marriages are lacking this gift. Because for a marriage to grow in a healthy way, it requires dying to self. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah, it certainly does. And, you know, not only is the gift of fortitude a gift of the Holy Spirit, but it is actually also one of the four cardinal virtues.
Right.
And it's also known as the virtue of the martyrs, which I think is really, really special, because you think of the martyrs and how they walk. And in some ways, I don't want to say, but marriage is sort of a martyrdom, a dying to self. And it requires that gift of fortitude.
Well, I'd add that every vocation requires that.
Right. Yes.
We feel it a little bit more acutely at times in marriage. Here's the truth. I thought I was a nice guy until I had kids. Because then there was trials and the children force you to give of yourself. And I truly began to see the lack of this gift in my life, the lack of the gift of fortitude. Because when you start having kids, especially when you have kids and one after another and a number of them, everything that used to be easy is now hard.
Even to drink a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee. Even clipping your nails. Like having a conversation at the dinner table is hard. Sleep, which was easy before, becomes very hard. Mm-hmm. Last night, I was up 2 times. So I need an increase of the gift of fortitude to endure those struggles for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And I know you have some examples of somebody.
Wanted to share one story about a martyr that we've kind of stumbled upon recently. I actually had never really heard of this saint, and his name is Saint Thomas Becket. He's from England, and he stood up for the church, his devotion to God and the church against the king of that time, and it cost him his life. And actually, how I came to know him was through this book. It's called If All the Swords in England. And if you're looking for a good book for your children and for yourself even, it's recommended for 10 years old and up. We did read it to our kids who were a little bit younger, but I think it would be beneficial if they had been a little bit older. But what I found really remarkable was they did show like how, you know, there is angst that comes with knowing that you're going to have to endure hard things. But then when it comes to his martyrdom, it's like God has infused him with his fortitude, and he ends up being martyred right in the church of which he is the archbishop of. And he walks into it knowing that that's going to happen. And I just thought there was something so beautiful about it, to offer his life down for the church.
Walking with Jesus is a martyrdom a little bit each day. Some to that the great display of fortitude, as we have in Saint Thomas Becket. For the rest of us, it usually just means a little bit each day, dying to self. And we need the gift of fortitude to do this. I was thinking of the spiritual life, and what's an analogy for it? It's more like an uphill battle. It's a constant grind. And any time that we stop persevering, we start rolling backward. So, for example, prayer. Prayer is always a little, you know, it's a little struggle. You got to keep on going day again after again and again. And any time we say, well, I don't want to pray, it's not like we just press pause on the spiritual life. There is no such thing as pause in the spiritual life. As soon as we stop, we start rolling backwards. And so the gift of fortitude allows us that firm disposition of the mind to continue to press forward on to God.
So one thing I just wanted to mention is how God is a good, good father. And a good, good father not only nurtures their children, but also challenges their children. And so sometimes God allows different trials and things for us to engage these gifts so that we do grow in them. So,
let us raise the sail
of fortitude
and pray.
Day 4. Come, O blessed Spirit of fortitude, uphold my soul in time of trouble and adversity, sustain my efforts after holiness, strengthen my weakness, give me courage against all the assaults of my enemies, that I may never be overcome and separated from Thee, my God and greatest good. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought, and grant that I may always watch for your light, and listen to your voice, and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you, and ask you, by your compassion, to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his 5 wounds, and trusting in his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart, I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace, that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, Speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Amen. Prayer for the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal, the spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth, the spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven, the spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation, the spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints, the spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable, and the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen.